Welcome to the Streamlined Podcaster, a podcast that shows you how to put the right systems in place so you can stop spinning your wheels, focus on making great content, and see your show grow. Because there's nothing worse than putting a ton of effort into your show to see very few benefits and even fewer downloads. My name's Joe Casabona, and I know you're strapped for time, so let's get into it. I walked into a Lego store recently, and as I was looking at all the sets, a store clerk came up to me and said, "Can I help you find anything?" I said, "What sets do you have for free?" And the clerk said, "Sir, everything here costs money." And I said, "You don't understand. Lego is just a hobby for me, so I don't want to spend any money on it." That sounds utterly absurd, right? You have a hobby like Lego or golf or playing some instrument. You have to invest money in it. You have to buy stuff for the hobby. But routinely, when I talk to people who have a podcast and they are unwilling to invest in it, they say, "Well, my podcast is really just a hobby." I hate to break it to you, but if you want to actually enjoy this hobby and make something of it, you're going to have to invest in it. If you want to have listeners, you're going to have to invest in it. Now, if you just want to talk into a microphone and publish it to YouTube, that's fine. But I suspect that there's more to your podcast than you just talking for other people to hear it. Investing in your hobby doesn't mean wasting money. It means that you value your time, the growth of your show, and the enjoyment of your show. You'll get better faster and you'll enjoy it more when you treat your podcast as something worth investing in. And that's what we're going to talk about today on the Streamlined Podcaster, because my goal is to help you have a podcast that doesn't take away all of your time. And that de facto means you're going to have to invest in it, because you can't just buy a microphone, plug it into your computer, and say you have a podcast. And if you're going to add music and edit it and book the guests and try to do everything yourself, it's not going to be fun unless you want to become a podcast producer. But if you're saying, "Well, my podcast is just a hobby, so I don't need to invest in it," you probably don't want to become a podcast producer. So first, let's start with the problem, right? The problem: many creators treat their podcast as a side hobby that they shouldn't spend money on. Maybe you are a hobbyist podcaster. Maybe you have a day job and then you have a passion in something else, and that's what you've started your podcast in. But that means that you are probably even more time starved than people like me who use their podcast as a marketing tool for their business. That's not to say that the only reason I do this is marketing, but there is an inherent value, and I can trace an ROI of this podcast back to my business. So it's a little easier for me to spend money on it. When I had my podcast called Late to the Party, where I was watching The West Wing for the first time in 2017, I invested in it, but it wasn't necessarily worth it to me, because really it made watching The West Wing a job and I wanted to just enjoy the show. And I wasn't really serious about it. It was just kind of something fun. And I'm a podcast coach, so the idea of doing a rewatch podcast could be tied to my business, but instead, I was left with more frustration, right? And so this is what happens if you just treat your podcast as, oh, I'll just, this will just be a hobby of mine and I'm not going to invest in it. You're going to be frustrated with the poor quality or the clunky workflows. You're going to burn out or pod fade because you're trying to do everything yourself, right? And the show is not going to grow or improve because you're not spending your time in the right spots. You know, drumming is a hobby of mine, and it really is a hobby. I'm not a show drummer. I don't play with other people. I have an electronic set because I live in a close neighborhood and have small children, and having a full-on drum set is just not acoustic. Like, having a full acoustic drum set is just not in the cards for me right now. But I basically play it when I have time. And I play it for fun, and I invest in it. You know, I buy new drums from time to time. I buy new sticks when I need to. I spend time learning new songs. But it's not something that I am truly dedicated to. So I used to take lessons, but I'm not taking lessons. It's just something that I do to, you know, get some movement in and just have some fun playing some songs. And so again, like if your approach to your podcast is just, I want to talk about stuff and put it on YouTube, that's fine, but do not have any expectations for growth or for sponsors or for increasing the downloads or anything like that. Just put it out there. Just like, I have no expectation. No one's going to hear me ever play the drums. Very likely. No one's going to have me be a show drummer for sure. And if that's your approach, then you can stop listening right now. But most people I talk to want their show to grow. They want to eventually get to a point where they're getting some return on their investment, even if they are calling it a hobby. And if you are in that camp, then you need to invest money in it. Just like with Lego. Sure, I can buy one set and build it and break it down and build it again. That's going to get boring. So I buy new sets from time to time. With cigars, can't smoke a cigar more than once. Once it's gone, it's gone. It's a hobby I have to invest in, and I gladly do because I like it. So if your goal is to actually have a podcast that people listen to, you can call it a hobby still, but don't tell me that because it's a hobby, you're not going to spend money on it. I want you to think about like how much easier and more enjoyable your podcast would be if you invested just a little bit of money on it. Hiring an editor or paying for a good recording tool. Because this is the other thing. Like, people are like, what's the best free editing tool? Or what's the best free recording tool? What's the best free distribution tool? Best free is not a good combination. The best free piece of pizza is the one that's on the floor that someone else paid for and now it's just on the ground. Are you going to eat that slice of pizza? If you're starving, sure. But if you're looking for the best slice of pizza, it's not going to be the one with floor pepper on it. It's going to be one that you buy from a pizza joint that's freshly made. So I want you to think about how much you're willing to invest. Where are your pain points? I guess that's the first thing, right? Where are your pain points? Because then you can invest smartly. Because we don't want you spending all of your money. I don't walk into the Lego store and buy every new set. I buy the ones that are interesting to me. So if you are spending your time in editing, why is that? Is it because you're using the built-in microphone and you sound bad? Invest some money in a decent microphone. Is it because you're spending a bunch of time with your guests trying to line up audio, or you're using Zoom or Google Meet to record and your guest sounds terrible and there's nothing you can do about it, or maybe the guest's dog started barking while you were talking and there's nothing you can do about it because you didn't get separate tracks? Are you spending a bunch of time creating clips for social media when you could be using a tool like Riverside to get at least a starting point for clips? So think about what your biggest pain point is and invest there first. When I first started my podcast, which is now called The Streamlined Solopreneur, it was called How I Built It, I knew immediately, nearly immediately, that editing was too big of a pain point for me to want to do it. So I hired an editor and I told myself, if it takes me an hour to edit a half hour podcast and I pay the guy I paid started at $25. I have a new editor now. He charges a little more, not much more to be honest with you, but he does a great job. So if I pay $25 to somebody to clean up and edit the podcast, is that worth it to me? And absolutely it is, because my hourly rate was way more than $25. And then I could spend time creating better content, booking better guests, asking better questions, and even maybe getting a sponsor or thinking of other ways to monetize. So, you know, the pain, the problem is that a lot of podcasters have the mindset that it's a hobby that they shouldn't spend money on. But the dream is that you invest smartly in your podcast and then you make a better podcast that gets more downloads, that gets a better audience. The investment becomes the accelerant. So how do we fix this for you? Well, there are three places where you can invest. And again, I want you to think about what your biggest pain point is. You can invest in time-saving tools like Riverside, Descript. I like Riverside better. Zapier, Notion. Because when you use tools like that, you are saving hours and you're saving a bunch of mental energy. Riverside's editing tools are actually pretty good. So if you're like, look, I can't afford an editor right now, check out Riverside and do the light edits yourself. And then spend that time you're saving planning a better show so that you don't need to edit out as much stuff. You can also invest in education, so workshops, coaching, other podcasts or memberships, right? And doing that means you're learning more, you're getting better at your craft, and then maybe you move from hobbyist to pro. You move from hobbyist to someone who can actually make money with their podcast. And that's really, you know, so it's time-saving tools, it's education, and then you can invest in the enjoyment, right? Buying gear is fun. Get the Elgato teleprompter, or get a nice microphone, get a soundboard. But I would say invest in the time-saving tools and the education first. So, quick win, what is an investment that you can make today to make your podcast more enjoyable, to make it better? Is it a decent microphone? Is it an editing tool? Is it Riverside? Think about that, and I encourage you to make an investment. You don't need to go pro to invest. Investing means intention. It means that you are committed to the thing that you're doing. When you say, I'm not investing any money in my hobby, what you're saying is, I don't care that much about this hobby. And that's fine, but don't complain that no one's listening or that your show's not growing and that you don't have sponsors. You need to invest to make it better. Because when you invest in your hobby, you're investing in yourself. And that's what really makes your show more sustainable. Let me know what you think about this. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can send it over at streamlinedfeedback.com. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, I hope you find some space in your week.